What was it like for you growing up as a Filipino in here in America?
Mm, good question. You know, I had a really hard time. I had a hard time kind of fitting in, you know. When I arrived here, of course, you know, I didn't know a lick of the language.
Mm-hmm.
I went to a private school and Catholic schools, and I felt I was forced to adapt in the American lifestyle. You know, I had to find a way to fit in. So, you go from Philippine culture to American culture, they're two different things. So, again, I had to adapt to their lifestyle, and it was pretty hard, you know. I had to be someone other than Filipino. For me, I either had to be black or I either had to be white. So, for me, that was kind of like a torture, you know. Having to adapt to American lifestyle led me to kind of a destructive behavior, you know. So like I said, I had to adapt. So in order to adapt, I had to show how tough I am.
Right. Yeah.
I went with the wrong crowd, you know, just to fit in. I went with the wrong crowd, you know, a crowd that, you know, revolved themselves around drugs, money, and just pretty much destructive behavior. So from the time I was in the sixth grade, that was it. You know, I lived the American lifestyle, and by living that way and forgetting about my own culture, by living the American way, that only led me to jails and institutions and pretty much almost death. You know, it wasn't until I discovered the Come Buy-In program. It wasn't until years later, I discovered the Come Buy-In program that it dawned to me what Filipino history was about and what identity, Filipino-ness, Filipino identity was about.